Good evening. It is 7:35 p.m. on Monday, July 6th, 2015. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright. Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller. Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the solicitor and the mayor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, with presidential privilege, I'm going to change the agenda a bit. And so many times, our public safety folks are called to see sad and disastrous things. And we are blessed that about a month ago, we had a wonderful thing occur. And Mr. Alan Hitchings from Eastern Area EMS is going to come and tell us about it.
Good evening, Council. My name is Alan Hitchings. I'm the Deputy Director of Eastern Area Free Hospital Services. As some of you may or may not be aware, on June 5th, 2015, the Edgewood Fire Department, Edgewood Police Department, Eastern Area Free Hospital Services were dispatched to a call for a female in labor. Upon arrival of the EMTs from the fire department, they found out this call was not like most other labor calls that we were discussing. At 2:56 p.m., the fire department's EMTs delivered a healthy baby girl in the residence just moments before the ambulance arrived. At this time, I'd like to ask for the family to come up and help me present all the personnel involved, certificates of recognition along with the sort pending requirement. Along with the police officer Chris Lenowski. On behalf of Council, we would like to thank all of you for your expertise and your professionalism and for delivering my new neighbor a day before my birthday. But thank you also very much, and we are blessed to have such a wonderful department, police and dispatch and fire department, volunteer fire department. We truly are. One more from UKMC Pre-Hospital. In recognition of valuable contribution to pre-hospital care with healthy delivery of a new baby girl at 2:56 on June 5th, 2015.
Thank you all very much.
Always that kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Quinn.
Thanks, Pat. Thank
you. Oh, you're quite welcome. Come back again for happy stuff.
Yeah.
Alan, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, I got it. God, you'll know this.
Another hand.
I got the email from Ben about the hand bags. So why is his email 42 aneurysms? Did he have one?
No. He was in cardiovascular physician assistant.
All right, well, here we are, and we can begin with the rest of the meeting with items from the floor. Does anyone have anything from items from the floor? All right, then. At this time, then, if Mr. Bright would read the motion to authorize payments for bills for goods and services. The first motion.
Okay. I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the General Fund in the amount of $48,310.90, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $5,621.71, for a total of $53,932.61.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I'll make a couple of comments. The two biggest bills this month. The biggest was for the Teamster Local 205 Welfare Fund Health Insurance. August, $21,504.80. And the second biggest was the repair of the frozen water lines in the Canyon Fieldhouse resulting from last winter's zero weather. $8,940.36.
Which has been turned into the insurance company.
So we had the motion. We have a second.
Yes.
Ms. Bassini, you please call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to accept the letter of resignation from Dylan Amos. Dr. Petrola.
I move to accept Dylan Amos' letter of resignation as a part-time public works employee dated
Questions or comments?
Mr. Amos has been a part-time employee with us for a few years. He's been a very good employee, and he has received an offer for full-time employment with Swissvale Borough. So we wish him well on his way.
Ms. Bassini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola. Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to accept Shaycog Joint Salt Bid. Mr. Wilson.
I move to accept the Shaycog Joint Salt Bid in the amount of $69.29 per ton of rock salt delivered to the borough from Cargill Industries.
Second.
Questions or comments?
This is $10 a ton less than we paid last year for rock salt, so this is good news for us. We had also talked earlier about how We put in our bid for a certain amount that we could take in pre-winter fill. If we got a discounted rate, we could take that in August and September. And the bids came back with no discount for pre-winter fill. So we were hoping for some, but this also just means we don't have to store salt in August. So we were happy with the price of the, that the bids came in.
Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Resolution 2015-04, Vacant Property Recovery Program. Dr. Wallace.
Resolution 2015-04, resolution of the Council of the Borough of Edgewood approving that the acquisition and subsequent disposition of numerous parcels of vacant property known as block and lot numbers 177-B-125 would be in accord with the comprehensive plan of the municipality, whereas the Borough of Edgewood, hereinafter referred to as the municipality in cooperation with the County of Allegheny and the Redevelopment Authority of Allegheny County, are participating in the Allegheny County Vacant Property Program, parentheses, program and parentheses, and whereas certain properties have been submitted to the county for consideration under the program known and identified as block and lot numbers 177-B-125, and whereas under the program a municipality is required to review the property acquisition and proposed disposition and submit its approval to the county, that said acquisition and proposal resale is in accordance with the municipality's comprehensive plan. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Borough of Edgewood, Edgewood Borough Council as follows. Number one, that the above listed properties have been reviewed by the municipality and it approves that its acquisition and subsequent disposition under the program would be in accordance with the comprehensive plan of the municipality. Two, that a certified copy of this resolution should be forwarded to the County of Allegheny and the Redevelopment Authority, resolved this 6th day of July, 2015.
Questions or comments?
I don't have any questions except is 125 as opposed to 124, which is what we have on the agenda. So we'll double check that, just to make sure.
177B125.
Okay. The agenda's wrong, and that's not working.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2015-04 passes. Would someone be kind enough to open the door, please? I don't want people to think this is a closed meeting, if we can. Okay. All right. That's all right. That's okay, as long as, you know, people aren't being turned away because the door was closed. Huh? Yeah, well, you never know. Volunteer Fire Department, we're in the business meeting now. Volunteer Fire Department report, Mr. Reynolds.
So we've run about, I believe, 40 calls for this month. It's been a fairly busy month, and we've had a very good turnout for all of our calls. We are in the process of completing the planning stages for so the last meeting. We have been advertising. Hopefully you all have seen the advertisements for the Perks Bash, and all of the arrangements and the necessary goods have been purchased for that, and we're hoping that that ends up being successful. But otherwise, unless the chief has something else, I don't think I've got much else.
Mr. Halley, would you please talk with us about Love Place, just so that council is aware? And We did have a resident have some question about the ability for fire trucks and police cars to enter and exit Love Place safely.
I was here one afternoon, and Julie asked us to tell us about the complaint about a resident saying there were vehicles parked illegally and the people can't
could not get up and down Love Place. So Garrett and I took the fire engine up and down Love Place without any issues. We pulled it down forward and backed it out back onto East Wistful Avenue. Later that evening, when everybody was home from work, there were no issues with the engine going up and down that. There was no concerns about emergency vehicle going up and down that road. There was no parking on the right-hand side of the road going down. People have to maintain parking on the left. We had no issues.
Great. Thank you so much for that report. And we do appreciate your checking that out for us. You know, anytime a resident has a complaint, particularly with public safety, we want to make sure that you know you all can do your job and that we can put the resident's mind at ease. So, you know, this report is on the record, and that's a wonderful thing. So.
Anything else we can do, let us know.
Well, and, you know, once again, congratulations to the, you know, to all of our public safety and the volunteer fire department for the new constituent.
Thank you.
Take care. And by purses now and often, I guess. Recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. We had a very successful Movies in the Park on June 22nd. We had about 30 people turn out to watch Dolphin Tale 2. Our next Movies in the Park will take place next Monday, July 13th, at dusk at Koenig Field, and we will be watching Happy Feet. We also continue to move forward with our Community Day planning. Please, if you haven't already, be sure to like our Facebook page and ask all of your friends to like our Facebook page. That's going to have some up-to-date information. We've also been able to link with the other food trucks and businesses that will be at Community Day so that we can all get on board with promoting the event. And we think we've got some plans in place to have it be a great day. That is all I have.
Could you repeat the name of that movie again?
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet?
Yes. It's about dancing penguins.
Oh, okay.
It's very cute. It's one of my favorites. Any questions for the borough manager? And you know, I also want to thank the Ms. Bastianini for helping to coordinate the awards ceremony here, keeping the decorum of the meeting in order, and also you know allowing an opportunity for folks to celebrate a positive news and. Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Planning Commission did not meet.
Council of Government report, Mr. Wilson. Borough Solicitor, Mr. Berry.
I'll defer to Julie concerning the solid waste specs, and I have no report.
Are we in need of an executive session for any reason? Alrighty. Borough Manager report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. As Mr. Berry mentioned, he and I have finished our writing and review of the solid waste and recycling specs. We will distribute those to you this week so that you all have a chance to take a look at that before we get a motion on the agenda to put that out for bid. The one thing that I wanted to bring up when it comes to solid waste and recycling is that our current recycling ordinance, we took a look at, obviously, to make sure that we were complying with our own ordinances and our bid specs, and just wanted to make sure that everybody's aware, because the ordinance is from the 90s. We mandate recycling, we mandate residential curbside recycling of plastics, glass, and aluminum. Now, waste management is capable of recycling more than that. They can recycle cardboard and paper. So right now, the way that our bid specs are worded to be in compliance with our ordinance is that you have to recycle your tin, aluminum, and glass, and you may also recycle paper and cardboard at the curb. So if there is ever a will to change that, we'd have to amend the ordinance so that we would mandate recycling of cardboard and paper curbside, but that's not how we currently have it set up.
But they also accept plastic.
Yes, and plastic is plastic is mandated.
And mandated too.
Yes.
So
I'm sorry if I didn't say
aluminum,
that.
Glass,
and plastic.
And plastic. Mm-hmm.
And that's plastics and 1 through 5 and 7.
Six.
Yes. So unless there's any questions, that's all I have about the recycling. We'll get those specs out to you this week to review. As part of this year's paving project, we have included ADA ramps. so that we have a walkable and navigable community for all of our residents. Race Street between the tunnel and East Swissvale is part of the project that's being done this year, and we have also included in the bid for the ADA ramps out here in front of the borough building so that everybody has access to our building. While the contractor was working last week, they found an electrical manhole, and we opened it up and we took a look, and it started to rain, so they closed everything up. They couldn't lay the concrete that day, walked away, didn't think anything of it. That evening, all of the telephones and telephone lines at the borough shorted out. So in this manhole, there was a very old conduit that had an old fire alarm system that ran from this building to the School for the Deaf, so that the School for the Deaf could pull the fire alarm and activate, you know, the volunteers if they needed to. And it's since been disconnected, but the conduit was still in the ground. It rained, the conduit filled with water, water got into the basement of the borough building and shorted out our phone systems. So we were without phones for about 20 hours, a little less than that, and we had to call Consolidated, who runs our phone lines, as well as Dave Davis, who is in charge of the physical phones and voicemail systems here at the borough, and this is something that we have turned into our insurance company, and we're waiting to hear. It was, for Consolidated, it was about $3,000 to get the lines back up and running, and I have not yet received a bill. So wanted to make you all aware that we are hoping that insurance will cover it. Now we have closed off the manhole, everything, and it was dead. And we have filled that pipe to make sure that this never happens again. Then the other thing I just wanted to make you aware of is that the Turtle Creek Valley COG has a summer intern who is working on mapping and GIS. And I had provided them with our delinquent real estate tax information so that he could map the parcels that are delinquent. So it gives us another way to look at that. I don't have a color printer, but I will be emailing this to all of you. He's able to map in different colors properties that are 1 year delinquent, 2 years delinquent, and then 3 to 10 years delinquent. So it gives us another way to look at the information and maybe see if there's pockets popping up where we have to pay close attention. So we are thankful to them for giving us use of their intern to turn our information into something more usable. I also wanted to note that the vacant property recovery program, which we passed the first resolution this evening about, has extended their deadlines. You can apply for a side yard without paying the county fee up until August 31st. The deadline had been June. As I've said before, we had about 3 or 4 residents apply to that program already. This is the first one making its way through. Anybody is interested, you have until August 31st to apply at a discounted rate. And that's all that I have.
Any questions from Ms. Bastianini?
Yeah, so tying those last two comments together.
Yes.
It's 3 years to apply for the program.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Taxes? So you could potentially use this map. Are they?
Absolutely. They are color-coded. So that way, if anybody is interested, they could take a look at this. We'll certainly have this available here at the borough building for anybody who wants to take a look.
So, question and a comment. Question is, when will Race Street's access ramps be done? Because that is critical to the flow of traffic in this borough.
Very soon.
Okay, before school.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Then a comment on recycling. Because Warren Truscan is a interestingly, he's a professor of history, but he's one of the most versed people I've ever talked to on recycling. And he refuses to recycle because it's cost ineffective. It actually costs more to recycle. So can we get some data? If it's the same data that he's citing, I would like to know that before we discuss it. Potentially
sure.
Mandating our citizens to recycle when...
So they've been managed to recycle since about 1996.
Yeah, I know. So if you're going to do cardboard and paper, and those are loss leaders as well as plastics and everything else.
We can certainly get the information. says cost for the...
Well, if you actually tour a recycling, which my son and daughter actually had the opportunity...
Which you all have the opportunity to do if you want to tour waste management's recycling facility.
It's interesting how much doesn't get used because they have to clean it. So if they don't clean it and strip it and do everything to perfection, those are just thrown away and thrown into the landfill. The percentage that goes through recycling is actually kind of small. And the cost that people... So what he's included was what people do in their house, which we all, at least I did, right before I came here. I was feeding my family and rinsed out. I had a mayonnaise jar that I finished off and spent hot water and energy resources cleaning it before I threw it into the recycling. I think most people do that. So if you include those costs, the front-end costs with the back-end costs of cleaning and what you don't actually use, you don't. It's actually less expensive to make new product. The counter-argument is resources. You're using resources. But I would like to... I mean, I think that discussion could be pretty in-depth, and especially if I know that I've had this conversation with a few people in this neighborhood that oppose mandated recycling. So if we're going to address it as a council, I'd like to get some data and ammunition. I mean, I'll look too and provide it. I'll ask Werner what
he wants. I'd like to check out Werner.
I'm sure it'll be biased, but at least that'll give us one side.
I'd be happy to look into it and see what I can get. I can easily pull the numbers on what waste management makes selling back the recyclables. I can get the numbers on what the borough receives in our grant money for recycling.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I
can. We'll pull together everything that we can find.
That's it. Sorry, Madam President, I may have put you over the record.
What?
I may have put you over the record.
There you go. Well, anything else? Any new business? We're going to have a committee of the whole meeting on the 27th. Or no?
We just had one.
Never mind. No, I have nothing. Anybody else have any new business?
No. DPW truck.
Yes. The new one?
The old one.
Yes.
Swapping out the plate?
Yes.
In the next couple weeks or whatever?
Yes. Yep, as soon as we get the plate out, it will
be... It's still running good, and they're running the hell out of it, so let them go at it.
Keep that one up for a while.
Exactly.
Yep.
Is there anything else? Have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much. AJ Burnett is going in the All-Star game. Life is good, people. There's your sign. Yeah.
All right, Pat, I just need...
Hopefully he doesn't even play. He just goes there and enjoys himself.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
Oh, especially when
you
were...
Those are alive, the grass is growing.
He's got a fairly
big in May.
Two.
And tomorrow have like five starting for the national.
Anything else?
That's it. Those three.
Good
job.
You did good.
I did. Well,
most of them are all.
They look nice when they're old for about 300 yards.
Kosminski.
Specific numbers.
Hey.